Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Chairman Engel, for your moral leadership in preventing a war in Iran and your moral leadership in stopping the war in Yemen. This amendment is very simple. It would stop another regime change war in the Middle East. Now, the gentleman from Texas says that it's dangerous, that it's reckless, that it emboldens our enemies. Does he really believe that 27 Republicans, including Representative Gates, Representative Meadows, Representative Jordan, are emboldening our enemies? Does he really believe that they're divisive against the president? I mean, they're some of the president's staunchest supporters. It's time in this body that we get past the rhetoric, past the sloganeering, and consider why 27 Republicans actually voted for this. Perhaps it has to do with our national security. Perhaps it has to do with reversing blunder after blunder that has cost this country trillions of dollars and lives. Let's consider the facts. The president says we want to have a pivot to Asia because China is our leading competitor in the 21st century. I agree. China's GDP, 15% of global GDP. The United States at 21%. They're putting their money into building rail, building universities. You know how much Iran's GDP is of global GDP? 0.44%. Future historians will wonder, what were we thinking? What were we thinking? They say, well, we got to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. Well, the Strait of Hormuz has been open since 1981. And by the way, China, Japan, South Korea, they need 65% of that oil. You think they would allow the Strait of Hormuz to close? Why is America bearing the costs for these wars when China hasn't been in a war since 1979? This amendment does nothing, nothing to restrict the commander-in-chief to protect American interests or protect American allies. It gives him all of the powers of the war power resolution. If we are hit, he has every authority to act and not come to Congress for authorization. All the amendment says is before we get into another Middle East war, before we waste trillions of dollars again, that we need to come to Congress to authorize that. I hope that this body will vote for this in a bipartisan way. I hope this time even more than 27 Republicans will join. And I believe actually voting for this amendment is vindicating what President Trump ran on in 2016, which was a promise to the American people to get out of these endless wars in the Middle East.